Last night, the council meeting, the council gave the third and final reading to an ordinance awarding a contract to Hine Construction in Minster for the construction of a new shelter house at Parrot Street Park. This shelter house will not only have room for picnic tables and things like that, but will have restrooms and a room to house the equipment for the new splash pad that's going to be built next year. So council went ahead and awarded a contract to Hine Construction for $402,500 to construct this facility, and they should start on that here sometime in the next few weeks. Council also passed two resolutions that deal with the amount and rates determined by the Budget Commission for tax levies for the village. The first resolution dealt with the estimated tax levies that the village has, and there's 2.2 mils for within the 10 mil limit for the general fund, and 3 mils for a tax levy levied outside of the 10 mil limit for the fire and EMS levy. And this issue will be on the ballot again in November for voters to approve. Council also adopted a resolution accepting the amount of the local government funds that come from Aldous County Budget Commission to the village. This money is collected from various taxes in the state and then divided up and given to each county based on population. And then there's a formula in the Ohio Revised Code that determines the amount of money that each village or township will get. And for 2025, we will get $89,214.51. This is about $500 more than what we got last year. Council also gave the first reading of a resolution authorizing the village administrator to submit to the Ohio Public Works Commission a grant application for construction of Hamilton Street here within the village. The village would like to reconstruct Hamilton Street from 5th to 7th Street. And we are going to apply for a $250,000 grant from the Ohio Public Works Commission, as well as a $500,000 zero interest loan for 20 years from the Ohio Public Works Commission to help pay for the cost of that project. That grant application has to be into the Ohio Public Works Commission by October 1st. So they authorized me to go ahead and to submit that grant application. And finally, council set the date for trick-or-treat within the village. This year's trick-or-treat will be on Tuesday, October 29th, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Here in the village.